you're not allowing yourself to be up at the same level as them and catch your own waves and surf your own style and learn your own lessons. You can't learn lessons vicariously through other people. So after months of preparation, my wife and I were finally able to visit California for the first time. And the trip went really well. We spent about 5 days in the LA area. We were actually staying in Long Beach, but we went up to LA quite a few times. And then we spent a night in Oceanside and then went down to San Diego for the day after that, and then drove all the way back up to LA to return the rental car and get on a plane at midnight. And because it was a 4-hour flight, but because we basically lost 2 hours, we got home at 6 a.m. and then slept until like 4 p.m. So it's been a really crazy week. But I actually want to talk about my experience in Oceanside, because I went surfing for the first time and I learned some valuable lessons doing that. I've wanted to surf for basically my whole life. I think the first time I really was like, oh, I want to do that, is when I saw Soul Surfer, the one with Anna Sophia Robb, which is an incredible movie. I mean, movies make surfing look so cool. And the thing is, it is cool. Luckily, Oceanside, the place that we stayed at on our last night in California, has some pretty good surfing. And when I say pretty good, I just mean like bigger waves than I've ever seen. I've only been to the Gulf of Mexico before this, that and Miami, and Miami has like no waves. So, these waves were like 2 to 3 foot waves. So nothing crazy. They were pretty small, but big enough to surf on if you catch the right one. And the Airbnb that we were staying at had some surfboards that we could use. So I picked a longboard because those apparently are the easiest to use for beginners. Now, when I was trying to bodyboard on Venice Beach a couple days prior, I met this guy that has lived in LA for like 10 years, 15 years, something like that. He was actually from a different country, but has lived there at Venice Beach. And he goes to the beach every day and goes bodyboarding. And so we were talking and he was saying that he's tried like actual surfing before. And it typically takes people like 1 to 2 weeks of trying to catch waves for them to learn how to actually get up on the board. And I didn't have 1 to 2 weeks. I had like 1 to 2 hours in Oceanside to figure out how to surf. And I was really determined to do that. And we got to the beach in Oceanside and it was towards sunset. I had went to a surf shop and asked a guy like what to look out for and, you know, what time and what area. So he gave me some pointers because he knows the area and he surfs. So we got there around sunset and I brought the bodyboard with me too, like the little boogie board, because I wanted to just like get acclimated to the waves first. And I got out there and then I heard someone on a megaphone say something about swimming and something about like bodyboard. And I saw my wife like motioning for me to come back on the beach. So I came back and apparently it's a surf only zone. So you can't swim or do bodyboarding. And I was like, well, I guess I'm being forced to put my big boy pants on and just grab the surfboard and get out and try and surf. So I wasn't like scared or anything, but everyone likes to be good at things. I don't think anyone really enjoys like sucking at something. And so I've just never done this thing before and I didn't want to suck at it. But I grabbed the board and I went out and I observed some of the other surfers and You know, I've observed waves before and observed their patterns because, again, I've been interested in surfing for a large portion of my life. A large portion of my life. That was like a really weird sentence that I said, or I said it in a weird way. So yeah, I've paid attention to wave patterns before, just trying to notice if there's like a specific area where they crest frequently, and like just the spacing between them and stuff like that. And there's never like a perfect pattern that you can figure out because the ocean is just it does what it wants. But there are certain patterns you can pick up on. And so there was a lot of the surfers were out further into the water. And I kind of wanted to watch them. They were picking up some slightly bigger waves, but I wanted to. The waves were also cresting about halfway in between where they were and where the beach was. And so I was out about halfway, and I was in the area where there were some smaller but still doable waves. And again, these waves are bigger than waves I've ever gotten to see because I've never been to the West Coast or any like surf spot. But they're still not huge, but they're good enough. So I was in this middle spot, and a wave was, I could see it building, and I just went for it. I like laid on the board, I started paddling, and it crested at the perfect spot and it pushed me downward, and I was able to actually get up on the board on my first wave that I really tried. So I got up on the board and I surfed, and I was surfing straight. So typically with surfing, you want to lean in either left or right, just depending on like the direction that it's cresting, and that's what allows you to ride the wave longer because the board is kind of meant to be at an angle like that. But I couldn't really do that the first time, so I just rode it like straight on. And yeah, I rode it pretty close to the beach for a solid, like, I don't know, 5, 10 seconds, something like that, which doesn't sound very long, but it feels a lot longer when you're on it. And also, when you're on the beach, the waves don't look very big, but when you're in the water and you're like going down and up and down with the waves, you're able to like have a better gauge on how big the actual wave is. So the video that my wife got of me catching this wave is like pretty lame, just because from the beach it doesn't look very big, but it was fun. So I caught the wave and I got up on the board and I was really proud of myself. I came into the beach and I was like, "Hell yeah, dude!" I was really proud of myself because, like that guy said, I guess most people it takes like a week or two to learn how to get up on a board. And I did it, and I picked it up, and I was very happy about that. So after that, I caught like one more wave, and then I started going out further, closer to where the other surfers were. And then I had about maybe an hour long period of time where I could not catch a wave, no matter how hard I tried. I would like see one that was looking pretty good, and I would turn around, I'd start paddling. And the thing about a long board is, not a long board with wheels, but like a long surfboard, is that they're more buoyant, so it's easier for you to keep your balance and stuff. But they're harder to maneuver, so it takes more work to turn them around, and it's also harder to get them moving when you're trying to paddle. So I was really trying to paddle and catch these waves, and I just kept failing. And like, I'd be really tired from trying to catch one and getting flipped over and waterboarded, basically. And then as soon as I saw another one, I would try and catch it. And then there would not be any waves in my area, and I would try and move to other areas to get waves. And so I was doing this whole moving around thing, and I took away a couple valuable lessons from this experience. I eventually was able to catch another wave, but not, I couldn't catch any waves out where the other surfers were because I couldn't touch the bottom, and I had a really big board, And some other people had the same size board, but they had more experience than me. So they were better at maneuvering and like knowing the timing and stuff. So I was able to catch another wave or two in the area that I caught the first two. But in that time frame when I wasn't able to catch any, there were a couple things I noticed about my behavior that kind of mirrored some other things that I've done in the past in other areas of my life. So the first thing that I noticed, and these lessons that you learn from surfing, like you can just apply them to surfing. But if you're someone like me who just thinks about like everything and tries to connect the dots between everything, I pretty quickly got the message. I understood how this connected to other things. And maybe it doesn't, you know, maybe it's just a surfing thing and I'm just making something out of nothing. But I think that's what we do as humans anyway, is just make something out of nothing. So the first thing that I noticed was I kept seeing other people catch, in quotes, perfect waves. And I kept moving over to the area that they were in to also catch those perfect waves. And so I realized that when I wasn't able to catch any of those perfect waves that they were catching, just because a wave is perfect for one person doesn't mean that it's perfect for somebody else. Because you are in your own unique place at your own unique time, and so are they. So when they catch a wave that's perfect for them, that wave is not perfect for you because you're in a different place in a different time. I've noticed this pattern with, I would say like career/business opportunities. It's been a very important pursuit of mine to have financial freedom and just control over my time because I grew up in a household where that wasn't present. And I was not exposed to that lifestyle or even how to accomplish it and maintain it. I didn't have that influence. And that has been something that's been very important to me. And it's been a pursuit of mine for my entire adult life. And it's also been one of my biggest struggles, my biggest challenges. And I've done a lot of things, and I'm glad that I've tried a lot of different things, but I think I've just seen other people catch perfect waves and tried to catch the same wave that they're on. And in doing so, I've ignored where I'm at, when I'm at and where I'm at, if that makes sense. And I've almost forsaken like the special place that I'm in. I've missed the waves that I could have caught where I was at because I was constantly chasing the waves that other people were catching in other places. And that's not to say, again, that I like regret trying different things, but it's more like I had this desperation. Like I have to catch a wave. I have to create financial freedom for myself, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen. So I noticed that, just because there's a wave that's perfect for someone else doesn't mean that it's perfect for you. And then the other lesson that's kind of attached to that is really just like, when you spend so much time moving around, like you're moving to waves that have already started. You're moving to waves that have already crested, because otherwise, like, you wouldn't be moving to them because you can't really see them. The best waves that you can see are the waves that are coming to you. And so I noticed that when you stay put, a wave will eventually crest right where you're at. It takes time, and it is important to pay attention to patterns. So if there is an area that you notice the waves are cresting like consistently in a similar spot, yeah, it's wise to go over to that area. But you have to be aware that if you do that, there's still going to be some variance And the wave isn't going to crest in the exact same spot at the exact same time. You have to be patient. You have to allow the ocean or the universe to carry a wave in your direction at the perfect spot. And so I found myself battling with my mind and my instincts, because my instincts were like, dude, just go like catch other waves. But then in my head, I was like, no, everyone is catching a wave where they're at some point. And a wave is going to come to me, and I need to wait. I need to be patient. Now, just because a wave is a perfect wave for you to catch doesn't mean that you are ready to catch it. And that's another lesson that I learned. A lot of times, would try to catch a wave, and I would fail to catch it. And as soon as I like come back out of the water and I grab my board and I'm turning around to like look out for more waves, I see one that's like halfway decent, and I try to catch that one too. And so I'm in this constant state of like, I don't have any recovery time. I don't have any time to like reset and recenter myself. I just jump at like the first wave that comes my way. And so many times I would try to catch, you know, there wouldn't be any waves for a while. And then one would come and I would try to catch it and I would fail. And then as soon as my head pops up out of the water, a wave that's like twice the size would be cresting over me and basically crash into me. And if I would have not tried to catch that first wave, the second one was like bigger, or the third one was bigger. And I noticed that pattern over and over, where there's nothing for a while. And then in a way, I was kind of tested to see if I would give in, to see if I would tolerate less. Because this is another concept that I've been toying with in my life, where you don't get what you deserve, you get what you tolerate. So I was tested to see if I would tolerate a lesser wave. And sure enough, I would. I would take that. I'd be like, I guess that's what I get. And I would try and catch it. And then as soon as I came back up out of the water, there would be a bigger wave cresting, which was really frustrating. Especially, there are certain things in life that are really irritating. And one of those things is like knowing what the problem is and still falling victim to it, like still choosing to perpetuate the problem. So like, I knew that when there were no waves, there was going to be a wave that was going to be kind of tricky. It was going to trick me into thinking, oh, this is the one, and that I needed to just wait because there'd be one or two bigger waves behind it. And I literally would fall for it every time. And so it's just like, there are so many parallels between this and other things in my life and maybe yours, where, you know what the problem is and you keep falling for it. Like people that end up in abusive relationships, they know why they keep ending up in a relationship with someone who has these tendencies, and they continue to do it. Like they know what the problem is and they don't want to do it, but they keep falling for it. So that was the other thing that I noticed that was pretty silly. And then I also noticed something that was quite strange. I, for most of the time when I was in the ocean looking out for waves to catch, I was noticing that I was hanging behind the other surfers, which is good, because when you're a beginner at something, it makes sense to observe people that are advanced. However, like there were some people out there that had short boards and they were pretty good, but most of the people out there, they were struggling just like me, and they were catching the same amount of waves as me. And you know, maybe they had been doing it for a long time, or maybe they hadn't, I don't know. But what I noticed is that I was spending a lot of time trying to see what they were doing, and spending less time just trying it out for myself. And so the reason why that's interesting is because sometimes in order to catch a wave, like, you need to be the first one up there to catch it. You're not going to catch the same wave as the other people who are winning if you're hanging behind them, trying to watch how they do everything. And so I relate this to perfectionism and my struggle with perfectionism. It's gotten a lot better through practice and through just trying things and being willing to fail and being willing to look silly or whatever. But I have had a long-standing struggle with perfectionism. And I think that what that does, it's similar to analysis paralysis. You are watching other people have successful businesses or successful creative careers. And at every turn, you reference to them. You look to them and be like, how do I do this? How do they do this thing? And art is imitation, right? Every bit of art is somewhat derived from something that someone has seen or heard or read or experienced. Like, everything that exists now is an interpolation of something that existed before, which is kind of a weird circular way to look at time, but it's true. And so that's okay. Like, we're going to imitate things. We're going to copy things. That's fine. But when at every turn, at every possible wave, you're hanging behind the people that you want to be like and trying to observe them, you're not allowing yourself to be up at the same level as them and catch your own waves and surf your own style and learn your own lessons. You can't learn lessons vicariously through other people. And another perfect example of that with relationships. Like, we all know that one person who stays in a relationship with someone who's not good for them at all, and like, you just don't understand why they won't leave. Like, they complain about the relationship, they don't like their partner, they don't get along, but they're still together. And it's like, you can give them advice all you want because you can see it from the outside, but chances are you're going to find yourself in a toxic relationship where you're being treated a certain way and you continue to tolerate it. And so even though it's easy for you to look at your friend who did that and be like, oh, why are they being so dumb? Like, chances are you're not going to actually learn that lesson from them. You have to go through it yourself to learn what it's really like to say no and draw boundaries and stand up for yourself. So in the same way, like, I can watch these surfers all day long and it's fine for a minute to kind of observe what they're doing. But eventually you have to stop like referencing the people that you look up to at every turn. And you need to just get out there and try things. And you need to, because they're where they're at because they catch their own waves. And the only way that any of us, you know, as creative people, I know that there's a lot of creative people that listen to this podcast. Like, if you're a creative person, the creatives that you look up to, the A-list, C-list, B-list artists, the actors, the filmmakers, the photographers, the composers, the dancers, like, these people that you know of that are well known, that have a successful career in the creative endeavor that they pursue, like, they've caught their own wave and surfed it in their own way. And they couldn't do that by just like looking at everyone else all the time. So when a wave approaches, you have to be able to just surf it in the way that feels natural to you. And so I noticed that I was just hanging behind watching this whole time when really I should have gone out further into the water and maybe even in front of some of them, because there were waves that were cresting before where they were at and they just weren't quite ahead enough. And maybe I would have caught something. Maybe I wouldn't have. It was my first day surfing ever. I had only been doing it for an hour at this point, maybe less. So I'm fortunate to have even gotten up in the first place, let alone a few times. And not everyone's going to pick up surfing as quickly as I did, but some people may pick up playing guitar much quicker than I would. So we all have certain things that we're naturally good at, and we just need to be exposed to them to see that. So yeah, a couple very interesting, valuable lessons learned, and no hard feelings to the ocean, to Mother Earth. She's a great teacher. And I want to be able to take these things that I've learned and kind of just like apply them to my life. Like, these are things that I've already realized about my life in a more vague way, but surfing just put it into this very simple, tangible lesson that I could take away and implement. And all of that said, because we're always focusing on like self-improvement and personal growth, and yes, I do think those things are kind of different. We're always focused on that, and on this podcast and everything that I write, like, I'm looking at personal growth through this like philosophical and spiritual lens. All of that aside, like, the main thing that I took away from this is that I just want to get good at surfing because I had so much fun. I didn't have a wetsuit, which now I realize people wear that not just because they get cold, which the water was not cold to me, but all of these Californians are like really pampered with the perfect weather all the time. And like they were, but some of them were like shivering and stuff, which was kind of funny. But aside from that, the sand and the salt actually like chafe your body. So when you're like pushing up onto the, like when you're pushing your body onto the board, just like straight up, my nipples got so chafed. It hurt so bad. It was rough. And then with the salt water, ugh, it was very painful. Like I had this rash on like my upper abdomen and my chest. And by the time I was done, like I was not feeling good. I had a pounding headache cause like I got wrecked by the waves so many times. And I think I was dehydrated. So there was like a lot of stuff. So I learned some other lessons that are just applicable to surfing as well, which is like wear a bodysuit and make sure you drink lots of water beforehand. So those are some other lessons, but I am excited to get out and go surfing again. I'm back in Nashville right now, so I don't know when I'll be able to do that next, but it is, mark my words, I am going to live close to the beach someday, and I'm going to become a good surfer, and good by my definition, I suppose. And then yeah, someday I'll like post a little video of me surfing just to like prove that I did it, because that's what I want to do. So yeah, surfing was great. California was a lot of fun, but I'm happy to be home, and I'm grateful that I was able to take these lessons away from my experience with surfing. So I hope that I was able to open your mind a little bit to how maybe trying something new that you've always wanted to try could actually teach you some valuable lessons and give you some insights on your life. So yeah, appreciate you listening. Glad I could tell my story and kind of relive what it was like to go surfing for the first time. That's all for today. I'll see you guys in the next one.